This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1665. Cook up your listening skills for fast conversations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. Do you like cooking? You won't believe how often native speakers like us talk about this topic. Today, Aubrey and Jessica join Lindsay for fast native conversation that you will definitely be able to have in real life. Listen up so you're ready to connect, whether you can cook or not.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, guys. Welcome.
Hey, hello, how's hello. It going?
How's it going? Fantastic. I love coming on the All Ears English show, and I love coming on here with you guys. We get to have a group conversation today. You guys, why is this so important for our listeners to pay attention to?
You guys are going to be a part of group conversations, and we don't want you to shy away from participating, be worried that you won't understand. But that very well could happen if you don't have practice listening to native natural group conversations where we talk fast, we interrupt each other, we talk over each other. Maybe not super polite, but it's just the way it is.
Exactly. Cool. That's a good point.
Yeah. And that's the key right there, right? That practice, because that is what we find so often with our students is like, we know you guys have been learning English forever, it seems sometimes, right? So what's the issue? Like, why are you still not just fully confident, easy breezy group conversation with natives? It's that practice. And that's why we're here today, guys. You could also sign up for more conversations like this, allearsenglish.com/fast.
Exactly. And I just want to tag on to that real quick before we go in. Many of our listeners, we know you guys have been listening to All Ears English for years, and you came into our show understanding 50%, and now you've moved up to 80%, 85%. That is great. And this is your next frontier, right? We've invented this new format that we're going to splice in once in a while so you can sample this next level. So challenge yourself. Don't just stay at 85 listening to one-to-one, Lindsay and Michelle or Jessica and Aubrey, whoever it is, right? Challenge yourself for this 3, 4, 5 people conversations. Okay.
Totally.
So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we hear that too, right? Like, I can understand the podcast 100% now, but I'm still not quite there in the real world. So, guys, we are challenging you today with a conversation that I have a lot. I end up talking about this topic a lot, which is funny because I don't even like it. We're talking about cooking today.
You're so right. This comes up all the time with friends. It's kind of random, but maybe because like often when you're with your friends, you're eating out. Like eating is such a social thing that you're often eating together. So it's just such a natural lead in to talk about cooking as well. Do you like cooking? What do you cook? How often do you cook? I talk about this with friends all the time.
And like, I mean, as adults, at the very least, you have to feed yourself. But, you know, all of us have people to cook for and feed or be fed by, hopefully. And so it's just a thing that happens every day, very common conversation. So guys, okay, here is the best question. Do you even like cooking?
No, Lindsay, I really don't.
I'm none of us do.
Admit it, but I think I know the problem. I think the three of us have something in common here. We're not going to have any pushback. I don't like it because I don't know how to cook. And totally. I'm embarrassed that I just turned 40. I don't know how to cook still. Like, I don't really, I cook chicken, but it's awful. It's like hard and like scaly around the edges, right? I don't really know how to cook by this age. So it's just getting worse and worse. The older I get, the less I know how to cook, the worse I feel about it. So someone break my cycle, right? I need to figure out what to do here.
So, but do you think this is like an innate thing? Like I feel like this is a nature versus nurture like issue because some people are just born not like knowing how to cook everything, but they just like, there's an instinct. They know the timing, which that's the toughest part, right? Like when to start really this tough. And that, but also like, oh, like I want to be one of those people that taste the sauce and they're like, ooh, this needs a little more garlic salt and like knowing what to do with spices. Yeah. I don't know that stuff.
Yeah. So I'm a different situation for you guys. I actually can cook really well. Oh. My mom is an excellent cook and she taught me, and I have like, I can make a mean pie and I could look pretty much anything I could think of to want to cook. I can make it well and it's going to be good and people are going to like it. That doesn't mean I like it. I do not like cooking. There are so many things I would rather be doing with my time, right?
That's okay. So
and if you're going to cook something that's delicious and have it be good, it's going to take some time. Yeah. Okay. Expect to throw together in 10 minutes something that's going to really be delicious for the most part, right?
Yeah.
So that's the time for me, but there's just a lot of things I would rather do. So
totally.
There's so many reasons to not like cooking.
Yeah.
Lindsay,
and the cleanup. Oh, the cleanup, right?
Someone else should be cleaning up. If you're cooking, Aubrey, you should not be cleaning up. I just want to make sure that's
to my family right now. If I cook, I should not be cleaning up.
Isn't that like the chore of your kids? Your kids like have to, you
know,
like
do something.
Set the table, sometimes, clear the table, clean up and stuff.
Yes, sometimes, often. But the problem is, right, they're involved in lots of things and they're going and doing, which I want them to be involved in lots of stuff. So often it's like, we get dinner finished and okay, I got to take them straight to softball or straight to, you know, chess club or whatever it is. So it's not like I'm going to make them miss that so that they can clean up the kitchen.
I'm embarrassed to say that when James is in sports, like when it is a sports season, we definitely eat fast food more than at any other time.
I gotta take you to soccer.
Because it's like you finish work and then you have to go straight to the whatever practice. Right. And then by the time you get home, it's like 8 o'clock. I'm not gonna start cooking dinner at 8 o'clock. So we're gonna go to Popeye's chicken or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have found some workarounds for that, right? Like the Instant Pot, I don't know if you've heard of that, is like my best friend.
Yeah,
it's like a crock pot / pressure cooker. Ooh. And I found this, you can make like pre-made frozen meals. You just throw it in that. So it's, you do all the prep ahead of time when you have time, right? This is what happens with moms who have four kids. Like we have to figure out.
Oh my gosh. Because
for me, even to go to Popeye's, like, that's not going to be cheap. You know what I mean?
No,
like it's never cheap, but I try to limit, you know, eating out with them, especially the health issue. Like we're really trying to eat healthy. My kids and our whole family, like if we eat fast food, it really affects our metabolism, so we're like really trying. So I do try to find ways to simplify meals, to still do like a healthy meal that doesn't take as much time.
Good, good.
But then there's still the cleanup. Like it's always still hard. It's still, and honestly, that type of meal, like I can say, oh, it's great, it's easier. It's never quite as good because it's not as,
you know, not as fresh
as something that takes more time to make, for sure.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, but it's better than fast food.
It's better than Popeyes. Lindsay, no offense to Popeyes.
Lindsay, did your parents not like teach you how to cook growing up?
What do you do when you're in a group of native speakers and they all start speaking quickly and interrupting each other? Do you panic or do you participate? Join our weekly fast listening quizzes to build the skills to participate next time. Go to allearsenglish.com/fast to join the program now. That's allearsenglish.com/fast.
Mom.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So I think this comes back to how food was valued, right, in your house. So
yeah.
Yeah, my mom tried to teach me how to cook, but I kind of spaced out and I wasn't interested in it. I just was not into it because there wasn't necessarily a tradition of like, oh, this food was passed down through our grandparents and it's savored and it's talked about. Nothing was talked about. That's like when friends came over, it wasn't like my friend was asking for my mom's XYZ, right? Something, chicken or meatloaf. No, it just wasn't. We just ate to eat and that was it. And it was always just okay. It was always just okay. And my dad did get it when my mom got her PhD and started teaching at a college. She would come home at like 9. So he had to cook, right? And we would eat at 9:30 or 10 every night because we wanted to eat together as a family. And my dad got real experimental and that was kind of fun. But usually that was very hit or miss. Like when you take the whole cupboard and you throw everything into a stir fry, sometimes it's good.
Call it goulash.
So I just didn't have like this sentimental attitude towards food growing up. So I didn't develop that.
No, that's a good point though. It is hard to, you know, American families are so culturally mixed that there isn't this sort of like, you know, years long tradition of passing down recipes and stuff like that. Like I know my mom's mom was a terrible cook. Like my grandma was a terrible cook. She hated cooking. She never used any spices, like not even salt, like nothing. It was just like, oh, I'm going to boil some meat and put it on the table. And just like, it was gross. Totally. Just boiled meat, like really gross. And so my mom taught herself mushy how peas. To cook. By the time my brothers are way older, so she cooked them like these amazing rich meals with like cream and butter. And then when I was growing up, she's like, "Nope, time to get healthy, guys." Because she went back to school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And so the way she cooked totally changed. Same thing. Like I don't feel like it was a important thing. Like we always had family meals for sure. It's an important time. And my mom's an awesome cook, but it was never a thing I did or cared or wanted to do.
Yeah, totally.
It's interesting. I feel like I've always felt like this is one of the big sacrifices of parents, any parent, to be making food for kids, because I feel like the average person does not have a lot of interest when it comes to cooking. I think that's a more rare talent/interest. And so, but you have to do it, right? You don't have a choice, especially if you have little kids. Like, if you don't have kids yet, you probably can eat out and it's fine. Yeah. But like, once you have little kids, you're not taking them to the restaurant every day because it's miserable and you're trying to be healthy. So somebody has to cook. And most likely, whoever that is doing the cooking, it's not the, you know, they don't love it. They have to force that interest. True. They have to force themselves. And so when I see people who are, you know, doing any time, I'm like, I have respect. I have respect for you. I know you're making a sacrifice because most 99% of the parents I know who cook for their kids and just do it day after day, it's not their hobby of choice. They don't love it, right?
Yeah.
You do it because you have to.
But I think you can teach yourself to love it. Like we, during the pandemic, we started watching cooking shows a little bit more and we got familiar with all the stars, the celebrity chefs, and it's kind of fun. I have to be honest, I never thought I would watch cooking shows. I just put it in a category and turned my nose up to it. But watching it, you get excited and you start to think, oh, that's why those flavors work together. These people are geniuses and they're artists. They're true artists, right?
Yeah.
And you can feel somewhat inspired by that. So
You know what? I did, on my vacation, I listened to a few audiobooks, and one of them was Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain, by Tony Bourdain, because I never read it. I don't know how I missed reading it, but he read the audiobook of it too, and I zoomed through that book in like 2 days. All I wanted to do was walk my dogs and listen to the book. And it did make me want to cook. It's true. Like you do get inspired by people that really love food and cooking. So
it's interesting because I'm just thinking, I'm having this light bulb moment. Cause I'm like so many other things. If I tried to do them, I would feel like I have to like take a class. I have to like really dive in, right? For a musical instrument or lots of things. Yeah. But with cooking, you're always kind of like, I can figure figure it out on my own. My parents taught me whatever, I'm good. But to really get that interest, that love for anything, like a musical instrument or a subject of study, you really need to invest in yourself, take classes, really do what it takes to like, get that interest. So like probably I just need to take a cooking class and like probably. Really find out what's more interesting about it. And like you were saying, the being able to taste it and mix flavors and all that instead of just following recipes. That's boring. I'm following a
that
recipe.
That is boring. Maybe
it
that's
turns
the problem.
Out fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I just need to take a cooking class, you guys. I'm going to do it.
Okay. Come back and update us on that.
Didn't Michelle say that she takes cooking classes wherever she travels?
Yes.
I love that idea.
That's a great idea.
So let's end with that question, guys. If you could go anywhere and learn that culture's cuisine, what would you choose?
India.
That's a tough
for me.
Question.
Okay.
India.
Ooh, I don't even have to think about it. I love Indian food so much and I've tried to cook it myself. And I'll buy all the garam masala and turmeric and everything and I'm following recipes and I think it's going to be great and it's never anywhere as good as I can get in a restaurant. Not even close.
Yeah.
So I need the skills. I need someone to teach me what am I doing wrong.
I love that. Yeah. That's I actually awesome. Did this in Peru, in Lima. I went to did a trip to Lima, to Peru a couple of years ago. We took a cooking class there. And that's the one I would choose again.
That's cool.
Because Lima has a real food tradition. People don't know it, but it's a hot food city, actually.
Awesome.
And really cool flavors in depth, very creamy and nice use of, it's great stuff.
Good answer.
Yes.
I'm going to say Thailand. I want to learn how to cook like all those soups, like tom yum soup and all. Oh man, I love all food. That's the thing, right? Okay, we all love eating. I love eating food so much. I'll eat anything. I will try anything. But just making it is the tough part. But that's okay. We make it and then we get to eat it. And feeding our families, that's also a worthy endeavor, right?
Yes, it is.
This has been a productive call, I think. Very productive. We've come to a lot of realizations. Good use of time.
Totally. So guys, if you want lessons to teach you how to have conversations like this and understand conversations like this, check out our weekly program, guys, allearsenglish.com/fast. All right. Awesome. Thanks for being honest and having this conversation today, guys.
All right, guys.
Yes.
Good to see you.
I'm going to go sign up for a cooking class.
Totally.
I'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.